Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. As I'm going through the news and kind of thinking about some things that have happened in my life here in recent days, the word that pops up, and you're gonna love this, or you're gonna think, what is she talking about? Is hostage. Sometimes we're held hostage by situations, by people trying to push their way. And I want to talk about that a little bit today. The First Amendment abusers tend to hold America hostage. The politically correct cops, you know, we're worried about everybody having their feelings hurt. And then all of a sudden it's my way or the highway. First, it was a kinder, gentler IRS. Do you remember that? Which never happened. Then it was our military. They began sensitive training as they were preparing for war. The turmoil across the nation is stirring a division between you and me, we the people. Race seems to be the most prominent, but it's not the only tool being used. Race, religion, whether you're a conservative, you're a liberal, your job, your occupation, your political party, your lifestyle, your marriage preferences, your families, and it goes on and on and on. We are labeled, we are divided for one reason or another. We the people are one people, regardless of our stature, our ethnicity, our color, our race, our occupation, how rich, how poor, how tall, how short, how fat, how skinny. We're one people. But right now, we're one people divided. They even bring in outsiders. We hear this talk about the legal immigration problem. We have a legal immigration problem as well, because we can't take care of our own here at home right now. So bringing in outsiders and legalizing them, but not making them citizens. And then Governor Brown wants to give them the permission to vote. If we the people don't go back to practicing respect and understand that the First Amendment is for everyone and not about feelings, it's about the Bill of Rights. Not the Bill of Feelings. Crime is crime, regardless of who you are, what color you are, how rich, how poor you are. All lives matter in the United States of America. Business is business. You be the consumer and you decide. Freedom of religion is for all. Respect must be given. We've kind of gotten away from that here in the United States of America. And respect must be given to bring America home. And it will take all of us, every single one of us. I don't care where you're from, as long as you're an American. I don't care about your size. I don't care about your occupation. I don't care what color you are. Your religion, as long as you're not throwing people off buildings and acid in women's faces and beheading people and burning them alive. I don't care how rich or how poor. No hyphens are welcome in America. Black lives matter. All lives matter. Unborn lives matter. American lives matter. Bring America back home to the Constitution, to common sense, to liberty, to freedom, and to God. We're being held hostage by people who don't really believe in the First Amendment except when it's for them. I wrote an article a while back, and it was in The Pen, regarding the Bill of Rights becoming the Bill of Feelings. We're being held hostage by abusers of the Bill of Rights, abusers of the First Amendment, but we're being held hostage by these parties. And I want you to get that straight. Whether you're a member of the Democrat Party or the Republican Party or the Libertarian Party or the Independent Party, the Green Party, Socialist Party, whatever, we're being held hostage by particularly those two front runners, the Democrat and the Republican Party. I have a report here that came from Fox Business this morning. It tweeted out, and I'm sitting here scratching my head. Postal Workers Union endorses Bernie Sanders. The Postal Workers Union Executive Board said today, this morning, that it had voted to endorse Bernie Sanders for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016. The endorsement was a setback for Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who's been vying with Sanders, her chief rival, for the support of the organized labor. Now, my question is, isn't the post office, now I understand the union is of the workers, but isn't the post office a department of the government? Why is it picking a party, and why is it endorsing a candidate? Do you understand how that happens? Do you kind of feel like you're being held hostage in this situation? The Union of the Postal Workers is endorsing Bernie Sanders, who is openly confessing that he is a socialist, not a man who believes in our Constitution, although he took an oath to the Constitution. Oaths don't seem to matter with these elected officials. Something else, and this has to do with the Koch brothers, if I can dig this out real quick, that came across. They're not, at least this is coming from Charles Koch, not planning to back any candidate for the Republican Party. It says here in this, and this is coming from Newsmax, that the billionaire Charles Koch is unlikely to support a candidate in the Republican presidential primary race. Now think about this. He says, I have no plans to support anybody in the primary now. If they start saying, now listen to this, because this needs to speak to all of us. And I would imagine this is correct on both sides of the issues, both sides, both parties. If they start saying things we think are beneficial overall and will change the trajectory of the country, then that would be good. But we have to believe also they'll follow through on it. And by and large, candidates don't do that. Koch has never thrown his weight into a presidential primary race before. I guess so they thought he was going to now. He hasn't done it before, and now they think he's going to do it. But he says he's not. Now, there were rumors that he was. There was a rumor that the Koch brothers were going to throw their money at Carly Fiorina, but apparently they have decided not to. But what he says is absolutely, positively right. You cannot count on them to do what they say, even if they say the right thing. The things you want to hear, you know, the things that will make you go check a ballot box for them. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Do you feel you're being held hostage in your own country? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're being held hostage. Do you feel that way in your own country, that you're being held hostage? That your own words are being used against you, that you can't say anything right, you got to step on eggshells, and do you feel that way? We have Joe from Arkansas on the line. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well this morning, and how are you about that?
Are you there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here. Do you hear me?
There, I hear you now. How you doing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I said I was doing pretty well, and how are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear.
What's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, I want to talk about one of the things I've heard about the politically correct left-wing doing recently, which I think is about the most hypocritical thing I've ever heard, and that was that report about the yoga school, I think it was in Seattle or Washington State somewhere, that said they didn't want to, I'm not sure exactly the categories of people they said they wanted to exclude from their classes. I think it was either white men or white people altogether or something like that. Anyway, they said that they didn't want any of these people at their yoga classes. And, you know, personally, I've been doing yoga for many, many years. And the whole point and why it's so absolutely hypocritical is that the whole point of doing yoga is what they call to achieve what they call self-realization, or to know your true self, which is the spiritual being inside of you, which is not your body, not your mind, you know, not in any race, not any particular color or anything like that, but the spirit that is common to all life. And, you know, one of the things they like to say is we're not human beings having a spiritual experience, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So it's the most absolutely hypocritical thing, you know, I think, for a yoga class, you know, to say they want to exclude any kind of any particular kind of person, when the whole point of doing yoga is to know that you're, you know, not is to know that you're not really identified with, you know, any particular category or race or nationality or anything like that or person.
Well, I hadn't heard that one. So
yeah,
I would think if you're trying to bring inner peace, I don't know why you would exclude anybody. It's just that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah, it's because they're politically correct left-wing nuts. That's why.
Well, how are they? I don't understand their left-wing side. If they're trying to exclude, they claim that's what the right people do all the time.
Well, everything they say is backwards. You know, everything they accuse other people of doing is what they're doing. You know, we can always say this. You know, we have to. Okay, all this information is coming out about Hillary Clinton, about how she abuses and mistreats women, and how her husband Bill Clinton abuses and mistreats women. And of course, you know, Hillary Clinton is making the main theme of her campaign, you know, about how the right wingers are abusing women or something like that. The war on women.
I'm hoping to have a women's organization on here in the near future. But I told them on the phone when we were chatting. I said, you know, the real war against women is that war against women. Democrats like to claim there's a war against women, and so that's what they're campaigning on, is to protect the women. But all the things that they come out with are the opposite of protecting the women. It's more of coddling and you know, like the only thing we think about is contraceptions. And, you know, like women don't have a mind of their own and can't think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're derogatory towards women. That's my opinion.
And I think amongst the top leaders of these groups and factions and so on like that, amongst the top leaders of the socialists and communists and so on like that, I think it's a deliberate tactic, you know, to accuse your enemy of whatever it is that you're doing that's wrong. And then, of course, all their followers, you know, they just kind of follow along, you know, because it's the in thing to do. It's the hip thing to do. It's what's politically correct and socially popular and so on like that to do. But I think at the top, you know, it is a deliberate strategy of accuse your opponents of whatever it is that you're doing that's wrong.
Well, we've lost that thing in America that you're innocent until proven guilty. It's mm-hmm. now the opposite, and it's the same in politics. They can sit there and say, well, you're not telling the truth, and they don't have to prove it. You have to prove you're telling the truth. They don't have to prove you're not telling the truth. And it's ridiculous, and it goes totally against how we were set up. In America, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. You're supposed to be considered innocent until you have proof that you're guilty. Now, we've proved that Hillary has lied, and she is guilty about that. But nobody seems to want to make a difference with that. They don't seem to want to hold her to task on it. So here she is campaigning to be president. She either perpetrated those crimes and those lies intentionally, or she was extremely neglectful. Either way, she doesn't need to be president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything has really gotten turned around. I was reading Alexis de Tocqueville recently, and he said something I found interesting. He said that in a democracy, the members of the assembly, the legislature, will be more loyal to their constituents, to the citizens that elect them, than they are to the party. Whereas in an aristocracy, the members of the assembly, the legislature, will be more loyal to the party than to their constituents. And so I think we can see, you know, and you're always talking about how the concern seems to be always with the Democrat or Republican Party and not with the people.
Oh, absolutely. You don't hear him say the people.
I think that kind of shows you we've turned into an aristocracy instead of a democracy.
I think you're absolutely right. He's fun to read, isn't he? I mean, doesn't he have some awesome statements? I mean, he really makes some. He's great wisdom. Great wisdom.
Yeah, and you have to really concentrate your mind to follow what he says.
You do.
Because he writes in this style, which is kind of people a lot more intelligent than today's people.
You know, reading the old English.
You really try hard.
Yeah.
You have to really work hard to follow exactly what he's saying.
I was going to say, you probably have to do a little yoga before you sit down to read.
It helps.
Because you can hone in and concentrate. I was being serious in a fun way. Okay.
well, yeah, that is one of the things that yoga teaches you to do is to get your mind one-pointed. you know, to help follow, help you follow a line of logic. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, meditation might help you follow Alexis de Tocqueville.
Oh, I think so. I think it will, anything you sit down to study, if you take a few minutes to meditate and to kind of bring yourself back, you know, away from everything that's distracting us in the world, then whether it's you're reading your Bible or something else that you're studying, it's you're going to be a little bit, it's going to help you concentrate a little bit better. I appreciate your call. Thank you. I had not heard about the yoga class that we're kicking out the white men.
Yeah, I heard
maybe
that
they didn't like their tights or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that report on several shows.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Bethany. Bye.
Bye. Now, this came, and it's a blog that a gentleman that has been following the situation at the MU University Missouri University in Columbia. The protests and the things that have been going on there. And then we think about what's been going on in some other universities and how it is escalating. Well, at first when he wrote his first blog, now he did this for Fox Sports. When he wrote his first blog, he was all on board with what was going on over there. They had every right. You know, he took them at their word that what they were doing was true, what they were saying was true. But now it's looking like the entire protest was based on lies. And so he's talking about what's going down. And that's kind of what prompted my opening today about being held hostage. If somebody, whether it's in the political arena or a protest on a university campus or some other protest, can just say something, they don't have to prove it. They just say it. And a riot takes place. Someone, and I will believe it is unjustly, loses his job. Well, the first thing that they were claiming that has not been proved now is there is no evidence of the poop swastika. There was supposed to be a swastika that was done with fecal matter. Nobody took a picture of it. Nobody took a video, which is unusual for college students. Nobody has any evidence of it at all. They can't come up with one bit of evidence for it. The other is for racial slurs. It says the Missouri student body president, Peyton Head, a gay black man, accused unknown and never found perpetrators in a red truck of hurling racial slurs at him off campus. Assuming that this incident even happened, how would Mizzou be responsible for what a non-student did off campus? Stop and think about that. How can the president of the university or the university as a whole be responsible for what happens off campus by all students? They can't even be responsible for everything on campus with every student. You can't possibly. When something happens, if you have proof that it happens, you need to take an action on it. But if it's just somebody telling you, hey, this happened, and there's no proof of it, what are you going to do? So was this all based on a lie? And the young man that was doing the hunger strike, his father's a millionaire. Now, it doesn't matter that he's a millionaire, except some of the things he was striking about or said he was striking about was not being able to afford health care. Well, that's not true. Based on a lie, holding a campus hostage. 877-895-5410. America is being held hostage by the abusers of First Amendment, Second Amendment, and those parties. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm talking about America being held hostage. Hostage by these labels that we are given, the divisions that we are, that are being perpetrated across this nation. Hostage by those who are claiming the First Amendment, and you don't deserve your First Amendment, just theirs. It's their way or the highway. Being held hostage by the political arena. We have Leo from Missouri. Leo, how are you today?
Hi, good morning, Beth Ann. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, you asked right before the break what you can do about all that hate speech. Well, if you're on the Missouri University campus, you can just call the Missouri University Police Department now. They've actually put out a phone number that if you hear hate speech, you can call the police and they'll come investigate that for you.
You know, I don't believe in hate speech. I don't believe you should be a hateful person. I don't believe in being disrespectful.
I have to agree with that totally, and you surely shouldn't be able to call the police when somebody offends you either.
No. They're supposed to be there for something else, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, there's, you know, in that little that little booklet that I sell with the Citizens Rule Book. It's got the Constitution in there. It talks about feelings. It says you cannot sue if something hasn't been damaged monetarily.
Absolutely.
But they're suing, and now they're going to arrest people for something they've said. Yeah, that's not free speech. I don't believe, like I said, I don't believe in being an ugly person. I don't believe in that.
Well, they made it plain in their little email that, well, I don't think it was their email, but somebody commented on that, and they said they can't actually arrest anybody for it, but they'll certainly come investigate that for you.
Yeah. It's,
and of course, they encourage you to record it and take pictures of it.
At the same time, they were going to disallow cameras and videos, and now they're thinking about phones on some of these in some of these meetings and such too. I read that skimming through the news this morning. So, yeah, it's kind of comical, and yet it's holding us hostage. It truly is. We're being held hostage. And like I said, I don't believe in ugly speech. I don't believe in hate speech. I don't believe you should be talking to anyone like that. I don't believe in disrespecting people. But, you know, we're not going to get rid of those people that are unkind. They're going to exist, and we have to learn to live with it. I saw on Twitter this morning somebody tweeted out that, spoiler alert, there is no safe place in America. There is no safe place when you get out of college. There is no safe place. You just have to deal with life, and that's the way it is. And
Actually, I read a posting that the reason they didn't want to let the press in was because they were afraid of letting out the identities of the protesters, and somebody might recognize them from Ferguson.
Oh, that's interesting. I had not heard that. We got to be careful what we've heard, though, because there's an awful lot that going out there that's not true. And I would say that's probably on both sides. So we got to be careful with that. I appreciate the call, Leo. I've got callers hanging on here, so I better get to them.
Yeah, have a good day.
Thank you. You do the same. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
You know, time really flies. And I was a college student 35 years ago. And I lived on the 10th floor of a dorm. A major university, and on our campus we had a militant black fraternity that every evening would get out and march single file. They would dress in dark army fatigues, they would wear army boots, and they would sing fraternity songs, and they would basically interrupt the path of people that were trying to go, you know, from the street to the dorms.
Intimidation.
Yeah, absolutely, it really was. So myself and the rest of the academic scholars on the 10th floor, we decided that when we heard them coming, we would start loading up on water balloons. And after a couple of weeks of bombardment, the group of guys, they actually changed their marching route. They would not go past our dorm anymore.
Now, that definitely was a college protest, wasn't it?
I realize the trouble I'd be in today if I was doing that now.
Yeah, you would be in a lot of trouble. But yeah. I can think of, you know, a water balloon is pretty, that's, sorry, I probably shouldn't be laughing, you know. Hillary wasn't supposed to laugh when that guy said he wanted to hang Carly Fiorina either.
Yeah.
Some things are just funny, I don't care.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Steve,
yeah,
I appreciate
bye-bye.
The call. We have Jeff from Texas. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, and you?
I'm doing okay, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, this is what is funding the protest on Missouri. The man who was the hunger strike, his father worked for George Soros. And George Soros has been funding.
Now, do you have proof of that? I mean, do you have proof of that? I know he's a millionaire, but do you have proof that that's who he works for?
Yes. Go look it up, and you'll find out he works for George Soros through a subsidiary. It's all funded by George Soros.
Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. All right.
And the other thing is the Russians put out a worldwide arrest warrant for George Soros for financial terrorism.
Yeah, I did hear that. I did hear that, that Putin had done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate
Thanks.
The call. Thanks, Jeff. Well, I want to go back to being held hostage. And I'm not talking just about these protesters. I'm not talking about just these people that will perpetrate lies to get your job. There's lots of things going on, and we need to think about where we are. Are we wanting to hold somebody hostage as well? Stop and think about that as I get into this next article. Now, there's been a lot said, and I'm just going to give my opinion, and that's all it is my opinion. There's marketing strategies whenever you sell any product. Starbucks changed their cup for the Christmas holiday. And there has been an uproar about it because it has nothing to do with Christmas. It's just a winter cup, I guess. I saw it. I don't have a picture of it here with me today. But everyone's been in an uproar at Starbucks and doesn't want to go to Starbucks. So there's other reasons not to go to Starbucks. Personally, I'm not a real big fan of their coffee. But I like my coffee very simple, very simple. Just plain old coffee with cream. But is it Starbucks' responsibility to have a special cup during the Christmas season that has Jesus on it, or Jesus is the reason for the season, or a nativity scene? Is that Starbucks' responsibility? You are the consumer, and you have the power of the purse. So if you don't like what Starbucks is doing, if you don't like that they change their cups, then don't go to Starbucks. But if you're a Christian and you believe in spreading the love of the Lord, it's up to you, not Starbucks or any other company. It's up to you to wish people a Merry Christmas and to spread that joy. It's not up to them. If you don't like what they're doing or not doing, then don't do business with them. That is the American way. And that's what drives sales. They make marketing choices. They change their cups. Is that really a statement against Christmas? Are they staying neutral for a reason? Does it really matter? Well, don't do business with them if you don't like it. The same thing that we've told the homosexuals. If you don't like that baker, don't do business with him. If you don't do that, if you don't like that florist, don't do business with him. It's up to you, the consumer, the American consumer, to pave the way. There's plenty of choices in this nation. There's lots of coffee shops. If you don't like Starbucks cups, don't go to Starbucks. That's what I have to say. And if you go to Starbucks because you love their coffee, you can't do without it, you be the one to tell them Merry Christmas. They say Happy Holidays back. It's okay. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
America.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The title of today's show is Holding America Hostage. Do you feel like you're being held hostage? And make sure that you're not one of them that's holding America hostage. These companies, whether you like them or not, they have a right to decide how they're going to decorate for the holidays. You have the right to say Merry Christmas to them. And, you know, you can kind of just smirk inside your head when they say holidays, when they think that that's not Christmas, because the original reason for holidays was to call them holy days. So, it's all in what you want to make of things. But if you're the Christian, you're the one who needs to be spreading the love and say Merry Christmas. Or be extra kind to someone when you have to wait in line. And sometimes those clerks, they hear ugly from so many, many people. So it's nice to give them a little smile. Well, what's Walmart doing? You know, we've got that Black Friday coming up, which I always dread. I don't go out. I do not go out. Well, instead of having a short period of time with great big savings, they're going to have a longer period of time with a little lesser savings. Instead of stretching out the event over 5 days, as the retailer did last year, Walmart will offer deep discounts on gift items like TVs and DVDs and pajamas starting at 6 p.m. Thanksgiving at its stores until they are gone. The retailer plans to offer longer term, though less drastic, discounts through the holiday season. So they're cutting back, not doing it as many days prior to. But doesn't it bother you? It bothers me. They have the right to do it. I have the right not to go out on Black Friday. That you can't even sit down now and have Thanksgiving with your family or go into that turkey coma about 6 o'clock if you got to run out and fight the crowd to start your Christmas shopping. I started out with an article early on regarding the Postal Union throwing their money and their support and endorsement to Bernie Sanders. Postal Department is a department of the U.S. government, choosing a party and choosing a candidate. Something's wrong with that picture. I feel a little held hostage by that. It's not like you can't do business with the U.S. Postal Service. Not completely. Well, Planned Parenthood, if you remember, talked last week about the committee that Nancy Pelosi has put together, and every one of them on that committee are pro-choice advocates. And one of them in particular, and I think all of them did, but one of them in particular had a great endorsement monetarily from Planned Parenthood. Now, Planned Parenthood receives 47% of its income from your tax dollars. And then they're taking that and endorsing candidates? Do you feel held hostage there? You have no option but to pay your taxes. And then they can do anything they want to. Those up in D.C., those D.C. occupiers that are supposed to be controlling the purse. It's not their purse. It's your purse. Maybe you agree with Planned Parenthood and abortion. Well, if it was another situation with something you didn't believe in that was conservative and tax dollars was going to that, would you be okay with that? It's wrong no matter which way you look at it. They are supposed to be nonpartisan with your money. Those tax dollars serve a purpose. And that is being abused, and your tax dollars are being held hostage by those who control the purse, the D.C. occupiers. And the Koch brother was correct when he said you can't count on them to do what they say they promise they're going to do to change and bring America back to common sense and constitutionality. You cannot believe them. Well, Planned Parenthood paid $3 for birth control, but billed Medicare for $35. They've been perpetrating a fancy little deal. They're making complicated billing schemes so that they get Medicaid money from their patients. So not only are they getting 47% of their income, they're committing fraud to get even more from the government or the state through Medicaid. We have Pat, I believe, from Texas. Pat, how are you today?
Hi. I'm glad you're keeping that subject hot. Because Planned Parenthood gave money to Wendy Davis over here in Texas. Yep. And not only that, I remember back in the day when the Lord alerted me to this, that they were paying for a pill, a birth control pill for high schoolers that actually was only reused when people had a fatal disease. And I listened, and there it was on the radio that I'm here in front of the high school, and the parents are objecting to this birth control pill.
Is that the morning after pill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It wasn't the morning after pill. It wasn't.
But it's something similar to that.
Yeah, it was. But it was methotrexate, and I looked it up, I was babysitting a little lady, and I said, man, I need to get to it. She said, look at that little book over there. I thought it would be old.
Oh,
it was brand new.
I
see. Brand new, and it told that it was only be given for people with a fatal disease.
Terminal disease.
And it could cause cancer. And
oh,
they
wow.
were paying for it in high school.
Wow.
So people need to just start waking up about Planned Parenthood.
Well, yes, they do. And we need to stop funding it. And if we stop funneling money to it, it'll soon dwindle. And on the other good side, as the Vitae Foundation reports, abortions are going down. Young people aren't being as accepting of it. And you know why? Because technology is getting so great, they can see those babies. They can actually watch them form, and that is a miracle in and of itself. Thank you, Pat, so much.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, speaking of the unborn, the Red Ribbon Campaign continues. I have the shirts. I have the wristbands. I have the lapel pins. I would love for you to don those. Wear those. Stand up. Because unborn lives matter. They can't speak up for themselves. We need to do that for them. If you want to know more about it, you can visit my website. I've got them there in the store. Or you can call me here in the office at 573-796-2166. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann. Do you feel like you're being held hostage? You know what? It's time to bring those hostages home. It's time to bring America home.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.